Good news, America. It's officially peach season in South Carolina, and Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers is here to talk to us about one of my favorite topics, peaches. How's it going, Commissioner?
You're right. This is the peach lover's revenge, if you will, this year. Got a great crop coming on, and your listeners might remember last year we had a short crop because of a late, you know, weather event.
That's right.
In March of last year, but not so this year. We're setting sail for a good crop year.
That is terrific news. And just to refresh people's memory, last year we had that hard freeze, and that really put a dent into the crop yields, didn't it?
It did. And, you know, sometimes it's a hard freeze. Sometimes it's that the peaches don't get, the peach trees don't get to sleep enough in the winter with chill hours. And that's true of any orchard crop and other things. So all those factors seem to be lining up pretty nicely. And we're a little bit ahead of schedule with peach harvest in terms of the crop that's in. We get started late May, June. You really start to get some great varieties, but if you don't get around to a good peach before July, then that's the time to absolutely, I think, wear an old shirt or something when you eat one, because those juicy peaches, you might have to wear some of it after you eat.
It's going to happen with me. Where do we stand with the harvest right now in South Carolina?
About 25% done, which is a little ahead of normal schedule, and that's just indicative of the good year that we're having. You know, the early peaches don't have the size that the later ones do, and when we get into the freestones. But hearing good flavor reports, and I did hear a neighbor, I was over at their house, and they said, oh, these peaches were a little too early for me. I said, well, just let them sit there on the counter a little bit. Let's see how it goes. So, looking forward to everybody enjoying good peaches, looking forward to a good year for our farmers.
Speaking of neighbors, we should clarify at this point that our good neighbors to the south, although they like to tout themselves as the Peach State, really aren't, are they?
They are not. you know, if you go back to, how in the world did that happen? I think Georgia got into peaches maybe 30 or 40 years ahead of South Carolina, but then we kind of zoom past them, and South Carolina is the largest peach grower east of the Mississippi. We've got that big old country out there called California that grows quite a bit of them. But on average, South Carolina growers will produce 2.5 times in a year what the Georgia produces.
Wow. Well, and I think I eat 2.5 times more than most people do either, so I'll help keep the South Carolina peach growers in business. But good flavor, good volume so far. I mean, we're getting good reports, aren't we?
That's right. We get a daily report of shipments and pricing. Of course, naturally, with a good crop, sometimes there's a little pressure on the market, but maybe that'll work out as the year goes on.
Very good. Well, I'll be looking to get more updates from you, but I may provide some reports of my own after I've waxed off a bushel or and a peck. So thanks. That's good news, Commissioner. I'm glad to hear it.
Nothing like firsthand research.
Yes, sir. I'm on it right now. Journalistic integrity is my thing, and I'm going to be doing my part. Well, that's great news on the peach crop progress in South Carolina. We'll get more on that as the season progresses, but thank you, Commissioner. I've been talking with South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. That's today's topic, peaches, on the Southern Farm Network.